listening to Confidently She, a podcast bringing a fresh, encouraging perspective on what it means to be a woman. And while it's okay to not be okay, I believe there's a way to walk through any stage of life with a confident perspective. Hi, I'm Rebecca Biggie. Welcome to Confidently She. This episode is kicking off a series of Zodiac. What? Yes. I am actually a big fan of Zodiac signs. I don't know if I really believe in every single day astrology type stuff, but I think it's just another useful tool to help understand people, similar to the Enneagram, Myers-Briggs, all that stuff. Understanding different zodiac signs can help you know a bit about someone, even if they haven't taken those other tests. So I'm going to kick off this series starting with the first zodiac sign of the year, which is Aries. Aries is born typically between March 21st and April 19th, but apparently there's some debate on the actual dates of all the zodiac signs. So whichever one you identify more as, if you're kind of on the cusp of one or the other, just go with that. And I'm not pretending to be like an astrology or zodiac expert here. I'm the confidence person, so I'm just going to talk about these personalities, their tendencies, and then what an insecure version of that sign would be versus a confident version of that sign. Because no matter what your personality type is, no matter when you were born, all of that, there's no such thing as a confident sign or an insecure sign. Everyone has their tendencies, and all you need to do is arm yourself with information to know what your tendencies are, and then you can use that to be like, okay, I see this happening in me. I see that as a potential weakness. I see that as a pitfall for insecurity, or I see this as an opportunity to really go all in on and have that be what I focus on to increase my confidence. So in this episode, we're talking about Aries. And Aries is a fire element. So there are four different elements within the zodiac signs: fire, earth, air, and water. And that makes sense. I like that. It's kind of like nature, right? So fire is Aries. And what do we know about fire? It's very useful, but it's also dangerous. And I think that that's true of any of the different elements, right? Air, water, earth. Very useful, very important, but dangerous in its own way. So if you think about fire, think about Aries, they're very enthusiastic. They've got a spark to them, right? They've got a zest for life. And that's what makes them really fun. But that also is what makes them potentially very selfish, very self-centered, because they want to do what's fun. They want to go and experience life and do new things. And sometimes they can just like leave people in their wake because they're not thinking about how their actions impact other people. They're just thinking about what's next and what's fun. An insecure Aries is going to be very self-centered, a little insensitive. They're brash. They make decisions and they're not really thinking about how it impacts other people. They just want to know how to get the most out of life right now. And they don't even realize how it impacts other people. So if you are an Aries, or if you know an Aries and they are doing these types of things, this can be an area to focus on growing in confidence. Because what a confident Aries would do is still have that zest for life, not extinguish that flame, but improve their communication. That's really what Aries would need to do in order to be more confident in that area, is to just like bring people along with them on their journey. Aries is kind of seen as a childlike sign. They have this enthusiasm for life that's kind of similar to the way a kid gets really excited about something. They don't mean to neglect all of their chores. They don't mean to forget about the friends that they had in the neighborhood if they're going off on vacation or doing something else fun, but it kind of happens. So A lot of self-awareness, a lot of awareness of other people, and communication is going to help Aries become more confident because that hones in their leadership qualities. Aries is very attractive. That spice and zest for life is a very attractive quality that Aries has. And the better they are at communicating, the more they can step into that confident leadership role that they are so qualified to be in. It's time for the review of the week. All right, this review of the week is actually found on Stitcher. And this says, Rebecca Biggie is the big sister we all wish we had. She has warmth, depth, and natural wisdom of a woman beyond her years. I find that insights from this podcast stay with me long after the show is over. I always come away from an episode feeling like I heard something of value. Confidently She should be required listening for all girls who want to celebrate their womanhood. This is the podcast for people who yearn for self-awareness, about self-love, acceptance, and the powerful wholeness we can achieve when we shake off the negative self-talk and show up for ourselves. Thanks for showing up for us, Rebecca. If you want me to read your review, you have to leave one first. Another way to think about Aries is kind of like this warrior sign. So they have this enthusiasm, they have this excitement about them, but they have this strength to them as well. And as they become more mature, as they become more confident, they step into that warrior, protector personality too. But the thing about warriors is that they don't always have a ton of patience for people who aren't warriors. So they see other people in their weakness kind of like, okay, come on, like get over it already. Like I get it. Things are hard, but suck it up. Like I've been through hard things too, and it wasn't that hard to move forward. So they can be very impatient in that regard. So that is good to help inspire people to move forward and encourage people to get through their struggles, but it's a little insensitive and insecure, immature Aries will not have a lot of patience for people as they go through that season. What can actually help them be more confident is if they aren't as quick to judge people in those situations. Because confident people are very understanding, they're very compassionate, they don't make snap judgments like that, but Aries tends to do that. Aries tends to see the world the way they see the world, and anyone who sees it differently is kind of like, I don't have time for that. But one way to move towards a more confident version of Aries is to just give people the benefit of the doubt, give them a little more patience, give them a little more time so that you don't end up burning bridges. Again, fire element. Burning bridges with people who just needed some more time to heal or just needed some more time to rest before going on to the next thing. Because that's another pitfall of Aries is that they will burn bridges because they don't have the patience. So Aries is very driven. They are on to the next thing. They're very easily excited. They're very motivated, extremely motivated by things like success and achievement because they want to experience everything they can in the world, in this life. And so achievement and reaching new levels is a way to do that. You can't experience all of life if you stay where you're at, if you stay stagnant. So they always want to be moving. And again, think of fire, think of flames. Flames are always moving. Flames are flickering. Sometimes it's a big flame. Sometimes it gets lower, but it's always moving. Okay. So Aries likes to be on the move. They like to achieve. They like to do things that not everyone is capable of doing. They're always up for a challenge. And so what can happen when you are an insecure Aries is you get your identity from overcoming obstacles. So that means you're always finding an obstacle to overcome. Rest is very difficult for you because you get your sense of worth from how much you've accomplished. And that is going to burn you out. That's the danger of this fire element is sometimes they try to burn too bright, too big, too fast for too long, and it gets extinguished. It just gets put out. So the confident Aries comes to terms with the fact that they can't do everything. They can't do everything. Saying yes to too many things burns you out. So they learn that the pool of your energy is not infinite. And that's okay. The other part about being driven and insecurities that can come up from being so driven is that Aries are very self-reliant. And independence can actually be a sign of insecurity because you are not willing to open yourself up to any vulnerability to let people in. So if you feel very independent, you feel very isolated as an Aries, I want to challenge you as one of your confidence tips and ways to become more confident in who you are, let people in. You need other people. You actually can't achieve anything on your own. And so the more you allow yourself to open up to other people and to let them help you in this journey, the more confident you will be, the more successful you will be, and the happier you'll be, because Aries always wants someone to come along with them. Like they need someone to stoke that fire within them. They need someone to help fan the flame. But if they don't get it from you, they'll get it from someone else. So they're kind of transient in that way, transactional with relationships if they don't allow people to know them at a deep level. So a confident Aries will let people in. They work on their vulnerability. They work on their communication. They bring the same people along with them on these exciting adventures. So they're not just burning through friendships and burning through relationships. They actually have a sustainable group of friends to rely on. Because what can happen sometimes, because they're a fire element, if they are paired with a friend or in a relationship with someone who also has a very big personality, what can happen is that fire gets smothered. If an Aries is not confident enough to have a level of independence, because you need some independence in order to be confident, if an Aries doesn't have the room to be on their own a bit, they can become resentful of the people in their life. The flame that they have gets smaller and smaller, and they start to have a lot of regret. They start to kind of wallow in this self-pity, like, oh, you're the reason I can't do these things. But if they don't have the communication skills, then they don't say anything about it. And it just becomes this like cycle of resentment and regret that they haven't been able to live and do all the things that they wanted to do. And so that can be this inner tension and inner conflict with an Aries, because they are very loyal once they meet the right person. Once they have a really good friend, they can be very, very loyal. But you need to be careful to still retain some of that independence, because otherwise that flame is going to get smaller and it's going to almost burn out. And then they'll have a lot of regrets about their life. But the main thing that Aries needs to know in order to be secure, in order to be grounded, in order to have that consistent flame, is that your accomplishments do not equal your self-worth. Achievement is not the goal of your life. You are not self-reliant. You need people. And that's what's going to give you the fulfillment, because achieving things isn't fun unless someone is there to celebrate with you. Hey, so remember when we used to think that needing other people was a weakness? Like, remember when we used to think that we had to do it all ourselves, and if anyone helped us with something, that means we didn't really earn it, and in order to truly deserve something, you had to do it all yourself? That is so not true. You don't have to be self-reliant in order to be confident. Self-reliance is going to get you into a place where when you do face something that is too big for you, you're going to be screwed because you don't have any people who are in your corner who have helped you out with things before. Because here's the part about involving people in whatever you're working on or whatever you're going through. If you are vulnerable with people, and you tell them, hey, this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'm trying to achieve. These are the roadblocks that are in my way. You give them a sense of ownership of helping you. And then when you do overcome that thing, they're like,
so much more proud of you because they were in the trenches with you. They saw how much you were struggling, and then they realized how much strength you really had to have in order to get through it and in order to overcome that obstacle. And especially if they gave you some advice or they gave you some connection or they helped you out in some way, they are going to own some of that outcome and be even more supportive of you and of what you're working on. If you don't share when you're struggling, no one is going to really see how much you've grown and how much you've been through. So I'm so glad we don't think that anymore, because what a lonely, isolated way to live.
Especially for Aries women, you are very strong-minded. You are very determined. I feel like I probably could have been an Aries. I was born on November 6th, so I'm actually a Scorpio, and I'm excited to talk about that once we get to it. But you're very independent by nature. You're very strong. You're very driven. And so being in a relationship with a man who is passive is probably what you tend to attract. But I want to challenge you, if you want to be truly thriving, you need to be with someone who challenges you, but someone you feel comfortable enough and trust enough to submit to. You are so strong. You are so capable. You need to find someone who's just as capable as you, if not more capable, because honestly, you're going to get bored with someone who's less capable than you. It might feel like the safer path right now, but you're going to get bored. That's the thing about Aries, is that they're very easily excited. They're very easily enthusiastic about something when it's new, but you need to continue to have those new elements of the relationship in order to stay engaged. So you always want to have that fight. You want to have that chase, because otherwise it doesn't feel as fun. Life doesn't feel as fun if you're not chasing something, if you're not working towards something. So obviously you don't want to be with someone who makes you play games, whether it's a relationship or a friendship. You want to be with someone who's consistently there for you, but you need to have a certain level of challenge. They need to keep you engaged, keep you challenged, push you, but also support you. So if you are in a friendship or you're in a relationship right now with someone who you just feel bored with, it's not necessarily their fault. It's not necessarily your fault. It could just be that you aren't a great match, or you need to do some self-reflecting, or they need to do some reflecting to figure out how you can bring in that element of chase or that element of challenge, of mystery, because you have this warrior quality to you. You want to fight for something. You want to defend someone. You want to have that level of competition somewhere in your life. And so you want to have a partner. You want to have either a friend or a romantic partner who can fight alongside you. That's what's really going to bring you to a place of thriving. And so, one last piece of this, Aries is a warrior, and the thing that's really difficult for an Aries is showing when they're wounded. So an insecure Aries is just going to churn and burn. Once someone hurts them, they are going to just cut them off and move on without even a second thought. They are the queens of burning bridges. I understand you, because I am a Scorpio and I am extremely loyal, and I will cut someone off for, like, you know, the littlest thing. I don't do that anymore, but I used to. But that's something that insecure Aries will do, is just cut people off and not give them a chance to explain what actually happened. You can't be so arrogant to think that you understand the intimate details of why someone did what they did. So giving someone a chance, hearing them out, and when someone does hurt you, when they do get under that protective armor that you have, show them your vulnerability. The truest sign of strength is being able to be weak. Be vulnerable around the people you love. That is how you will reach the next level of confidence, because that's the only way that you really know if they care about you.
Because you're getting your worth and your identity from what you can do for people, how much you can achieve, how much you can strive to the next level. So you're afraid that if you ever stop doing that, then people won't find value in you, or they won't find you interesting if you ever slow down. But you are interesting. You do have value. It is okay for the warrior heart that you have to have some wounds. You just need to ask for help. Asking for help is a sign of strength. I know it doesn't feel like that, but you don't have to do all of this on your own, and you will be able to accomplish more if you involve other people. So let them into your insecurities, let them into your vulnerabilities, let them into where you've been wounded, and see your confidence grow to the next level. So that's what I have on Aries, the fire element. That was March 21st through April 19th. So we are heading into the season of Aries, the sign of Aries. And if you have an Aries, send them this episode, ask them what they think, see if it's true for them. And if you are an Aries, I would love to hear from you. Email me at hello@rebeccabiggie.com. I answer every single email. I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. Okay, bye!